Et bonjour, mes amis, bonjour. C'est temps pour une autre édition de notre programme connu comme la Tasse de Café. Et ça, c'est Marc et Ray va être ici avec nous autres. Et on a des spéciales visiteurs. Et on va introduire notre visiteur dans quelques minutes. Mais notre programme à ce matin est présenté à vous comme un service par notre sponsors Doug Ashy Building Materials, Ronnie's Cajun Cafe, Thunder Valley Speedway, Assured Home Medical, Rental and Sales, Blake's Pharmacy, Eunice Manor, B&S Grocery, Dr. Brent Ardoin, Bonne Nouvelle, Ardoin Salvage Store, Catois Vintage Antiques, Ardoin Funeral Home, Chapman's Dirt Service, Savoie Medical Center et Le Brown's Furniture Showplace. Ça, c'est le sponsors qui fait possible notre programme. Et on va parler avec notre visiteur. Et n'oubliez pas les lignes de téléphone ouvertes à 363-2124, 337-363-2124 to talk with Ray and I this morning en français ou en English, or as we like to say, franglais, half and half. So give us a call this morning on this Friday morning. We'd love to hear from you on KVPI La Tasse de Café, and we'll get the things going. But first, right now, let's hear a message from one of our sponsors, Thunder Valley Speedway.
The next racing event at Thunder Valley Speedway in Glenmore is scheduled for Saturday, June the 11th. It's the Southern United Sprints. The Southern United Sprint cars make their way back to Thunder Valley Speedway in Glenmore for hot racing action. As an added feature, Thunder Valley Speedway will have an experienced ladies comeback race. Female drivers in all classes who have experience are encouraged to participate. Drivers must have prior experience and been out of racing for several years. All drivers must have proper safety equipment. Here's your chance to come out of retirement, ladies, for one night and one night only. The pit gate opens at 3 p.m. General admission, adults $10, kids 6 through 12, $5. Pit passes $35 adults, $20 for kids. Thunder Valley Speedway, located at 70 James Monk Road in Glenmore, Louisiana. Bring the whole family to the next races, Saturday, June the 11th, and enjoy the fastest family fun in the state. Call 318-491-0596.
Hey, bonjour, Mark. Comment ça va ce matin?
Hola, Fatty Boy. Comment ça va avec vous, Ray?
Mais c'est un gros vendredi. Et c'est Swamp Up Friday aujourd'hui. Moi, je suis content.
Oh, je suis content aussi. Hey, we're waiting for some phone calls, and we want to introduce our special visitors. I think they're still in the coffee shop, so we're going to introduce them in just a little bit. Our word of the day, our French word of the day is diamond. How would you say diamond in French, Ray?
Well, I know two ways to say it. A diamant.
Right.
Or un carreau.
That's it. You got it. And diamond ou un carreau, or un diamant ou un carreau. That's the word diamond in French. And I got an interesting story about that. Do you remember the famous musician Papa Caro?
Yeah.
That's how he got his name. I did an interview with him years ago, and I said, "Where did you get that? Where'd you get your nickname, Papa Caro?" He said he used to wear a little diamond pendant, a little diamond tie tack, or say, back then the musicians all had little ties, and he had a little diamond, and they called him Papa because he was a Papa. He was a red hot steel guitar player, and they called him Papa Caro.
Well, that
the
is
diamond. I didn't even know that.
Well, no, that's kind of unusual. A lot of our nicknames are unusual, and a lot of the nicknames we get are from something that happens or something people say. Mark, let's introduce our guest.
Yes, you had the chance to chat with him, and I had a really nice chat a few weeks back when she did an interview. Usually I'm the interviewer, but I was the interviewee this time, and I'm talking about Alana. And Alana, your last name again, Schreiber?
Schreiber, yes.
Alana Schreiber from WWNO in New Orleans, and welcome to KVPI.
Thank you so much for having me. It's so exciting to be here.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, Alana.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm originally, my family's all from Queens, New York. I grew up in Montclair, New Jersey, just 12 miles outside the city, a big New York media hub. And I've lived about I don't know, 8 places in the last 2.5 years. Moved around a lot, but I'm so happy to be living in New Orleans, working for
You like New Orleans?
Oh my God, I love New Orleans. Strangest, weirdest, colorful, creative place I've ever been. It's incredible. And yeah, I work there for WWNO. I help produce Louisiana Considered, our daily radio show. I also love doing sports reporting. Is kind of one of my favorite things that I get to do as part of my job. Yeah.
So how long you been in radio? How long you been doing this kind of work?
Well, let's see. I think it came as an interest for me in college because I was actually an art student and I would, you know, spend a long time painting in the art studios. And while I was painting, I would just listen to public radio for hours. And I was like, huh, this is kind of its own version of art. So I was like, you know, I want to do this. So I just emailed Minnesota Public Radio, our local station, and begged them for an internship. And they let me come in. So I did that one summer and then took a few years off, moved to Malaysia for a little bit.
Malaysia.
Did a couple other odd gig jobs here and there. And then finally found my way back into an NPR station out in Colorado in Fort Collins, worked there for about a year, and then found my way to my dream city of New Orleans. And I've been here about 5 months and almost 6 months, and, you know, we'll just be here kind of indefinitely.
How did you find out about KVPI?
Yeah, well, this is a really good story. I was in college, and as my, like, final research project for my international studies major, I asked my professor if I could do a podcast project instead of writing another paper. So I ended up making a podcast about different ways people were trying to kind of save endangered languages. And I just did some research about, okay, how do radio stations get involved in this? So I went and just kind of Googled and found the name Jim Swallow and this article from the New York Times about how you guys had this amazing Cajun French and English and Franglais radio show. And I thought that sounded so interesting. So I just decided I'm going to give them a call, see if they'll talk to me for this, you know, little podcast final project I'm doing. And you guys said yes. So I interviewed you then. And then years later, I actually have a real radio job living in New Orleans. And I thought to myself, I wonder what KVPI is up to. So I just kind of Googled you guys, saw you had just won some award from the Louisiana Broadcasters Association for being uniquely Louisianan, and I thought, this seems like a great time to catch up with Mark Lane. And it was. And then you invited me up here, which is the coolest thing ever.
What kind of feedback did you get from the story, from the interview?
Oh, we got incredible feedback. People loved it so much that they actually asked us to do a little bit more programming, not only on French history in Louisiana, but language history. So the next story we did as a follow-up was about the Frenchies, French-speaking World War II veterans who were just recently honored at the World War II Museum in New Orleans.
Yes.
Yeah, so we did a whole story on them. And then we also did a story on the Tunica Biloxi tribe in Louisiana and the
That's in Marksville, I think.
Yes, it is in Marksville. I saw the sign yesterday. I was like, oh, my God.
Yes.
And so we did a whole story on how they have a language revitalization summer camp for children where they try to teach them the Tunica language. But they also try to remind them that, you know, before they spoke English, they spoke French. So they also have some French-speaking roots as well. So it was a big hit. People loved the interview.
Great. And you want to introduce someone that you have with you?
I would love to. I'm actually here with my twin sister, Julie, if she want to say hello.
Hello, everyone. It's great to be here.
Julie, where is home?
Home has been so many places. So Alana and I are originally from right outside New York City in a town called Montclair, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Went to college in Ohio. Lived in 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 states and cities since then. Chicago was one of them, Atlanta a little bit. Right now I'm in Washington, D.C. But it's hard to call anywhere home because I just jump around so much. And Alana moves a lot, too. So wherever she goes, I go visit her.
Fantastic. And we have a call right now, Ray. And let's take that call right now.
Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Bonjour, c'est Floyd Swallow qui a parlé.
Bonjour,
Floyd Swallow, Floyd's record shop.
Bonjour à les jolies dames de la Nouvelle-Orléans.
Et puis, ils sont jolis.
Mais bien, c'est ça. Je voulais laisser connaître qu'ici, on parle français, on rit en français même.
What?
Okay, I don't know. Do y'all understand a little bit of French? Or do we need to keep everything in English, Floyd?
Oh,
I think
do not feel like you can keep it in English as long as you just explain afterwards. But I love listening to this.
Well,
so.
Floyd said that we don't only talk in French, we laugh in French.
That's awesome.
Je suis content ce matin. Je vais dire en français, là je vais dire en anglais pour les dames.
Okay. All right, Floyd. All right.
Boudreau est à la cour. Il a été devant le juge, et le juge le conseil, il dit, mais Boudreau, il dit, quoi fait-il à la cour ce matin? Ouais, il dit, le juge, il dit, il y a du tracas à la maison, il dit, moi et la femme, tu connais, on t'est marié pour 30 ans. Et tu n'as un discours, ça dit, avec un divorce. Un divorce, mais ouais, avec un divorce. Mais, comment c'est ça? Moi, elle dit, dans les moyens, c'était pas trop, trop mauvais au commencement. Elle m'a dit, elle voulait pas une portion de ça en avait. Puis je dis, ça, c'est bon. Mais là, elle m'a donné les mauvaises nouvelles. C'est pas une portion, elle veut tout refaire.
Oh,
c'est ça, elle veut tout la faire. Et ça, c'est pas bien, juge. Mais dis quoi tu vas faire? Mais si ça, c'est ici pour toi, il dit, faudrait que tu divises ça, quelque sorte de moyen. So that's my story this morning.
You want to share that in English now?
I'll pass it back in English.
Okay.
Boudreau and his wife had been married for 30 years. And the judge knew him, so he said, Mr. Boudreau, he said, why are you before me at this court today? He said, you know, you got some problems. Oh, yeah, judge, he said, I got lots of problems. He said, me and my wife, he said, after 30 years, she wants a divorce. Wow. And he said, what's wrong with that? Well, he says, not too bad at first. He said she didn't want any portion of our assets. Any portion of the assets? No, he said, that's what she told me. He said, well, why are you here this morning? Well, judge, it's not that she don't want any portion. She told me she wanted all the portions. Our assets.
Yay, yay. That hurts.
That hurts.
Yes,
oh,
yes.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Floyd, do you want to invite our visitors to go by and visit your shop maybe while they're here in Ville Platte?
Yeah, if they have time. We're at 700 Satchitania Street in the U Stewart building. We have a sort of a mini museum on Swamp Pop and Cajun and Zydeco music. And if I know for sure that they'll be coming around, I might could make it around. Otherwise, they could talk to Paula after 10 o'clock she could show them around.
Fantastic. And Floyd, you have roots right here at KVPI too, don't you?
Definitely. In 1955, I started at KVPI from high school as a part-time radio announcer and DJ because I could speak French. And I owe everything I have today to KVPI.
And tell the historic story of how you became the owner of a record shop and had to give up the DJ business.
This is good.
Well,
the manager Chris Duplichin was very lenient with me at first. He very very helpful, and he's the one suggested that I open up a record store in Ville Platte. Back then, that was in 1956, I think it was, because the station was a daytime station, so they had to cut hours when the sun went down, and the other guys were all married with families and whatnot. So naturally, the young guy and the new guy would have to cut hours. So he felt bad for me about that, and he suggested I open a record store, and I did. I went to New Orleans and got on Barone Street and talked to some distributors there and came back with a $60 record demonstrator, a phonograph, and about $200 of inventory, and I rented the room next to the radio station upstairs at the old Evangeline Bank building, and thus began the Floyd's Record Shop era. And so I would sell records when I wasn't on the air, and when I was on the air, naturally I couldn't sell records, but on Saturdays, I opened my store in the morning because I wasn't on the air, but at noon I had to go on the air around 12 o'clock at noon, and there was a 15-minute news program there, and then there was a 15-minute period where you put on one of these 15-minute transcriptions, join the Army, join the Navy, or join the Marines, or that kind of programming. And I was selling records that morning to some people that came to the store, and so I hurried up, and by noon I had sold to the last customer, so I rushed in, and I commenced with my news programming. And some people had left a note on the door, if you want to buy records, come down the hall, and I'll try to get to you later on in between the records or in between the commercials. And so as I started my news, some people came into the studio room, and I saw them there. So between the tape commercials, I flipped the switch. I said, you're here to buy records? And they signed yes. I said, just wait a few minutes. I'll be able to get to you. So they waited, and I finished up my 15 minutes of newscast, and I rushed in. I got that 15-minute transcription. I put that rescue on, and I rushed up and sold these people some records. And I just finished selling them some records, and in this doorway is Chris Duplessis. Now, he probably, at that time, he's probably about 5 feet tall, I guess. But he looked like he was 8 feet tall with fire coming out of his ears. I said, oh, my God, what did I do now? He said, what did you do now? He said, you put a Christmas transcription in the middle of July. That's what you did now.
Ooh.
And that, he said, you're going to have to make up your mind. You're going to sell records or you're going to be on the air. So I had to make the decision that I promised not to sell records while I was trying and while I'm still on the air. And eventually I gave up the broadcasting and went on to build my record business up.
Oh, that's a great story. Yep.
Well, yep. Floyd, we're going to definitely stop by the Swamp Pop Museum today. So would love to say hello. We've been really excited for it. That actually our whole drive up here from New Orleans, we listened to Swamp Pop and Zydeco music to really get in the mood.
Well, Floyd is one of the original producers of Swamp Pop music, and you'll probably see a lot of his records at the museum.
That's so exciting.
Great. Yep. Thank you, Floyd.
All right, guys.
All right. Thank you. The lines are open. 363-2124. Ray,
we got the hotline running. Hey, bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Jeremy Dupre, Basile.
Bonjour, Jeremy. Comment ça va, Basile?
Hi, Jamie. Good to hear from you. Say hello to our visitors.
Hello, ladies from Queens, New York.
Well, originally, yeah.
from lots of places.
Avant Brizard Gondi seat. Footsie-mange, kitchorge, cajun. Before you leave the area, you got to eat something Cajun.
Oh, absolutely.
Have you eaten anything Cajun yet?
Yeah, and, you know, my sister's just visiting, so I've just been kind of showing her everything. We've had crawfish. We've had jambalaya. Oh, we did stop for Boudin balls yesterday. That was really fun.
Did you like it?
So good.
Apparently. Oh, big smile on the face.
I mean, I love this kind of food. I love anything. Like, I'll just stop on the side of the road anytime. It's like, we're selling shrimp. We're selling strawberries. Okay. Yeah. Julie, I'm wondering, what's your favorite food been so far this trip? Because you're the real visitor.
Well, as far as Cajun food, definitely the Boudin balls. Yeah, I pronounced that incorrectly. It was embarrassing yesterday. Boudin. Yes, those were – no, yeah. those were so good. I ate it in, like, record time. and we had some, like, fried shrimp roll up. I think today I'm hoping to have a catfish pie.
Crawfish pie.
That's what I'm hoping to have. See, you can you tell I'm not from here? But then back in New Orleans, we've had some po' boys, a lot of jambalaya, a lot of gumbo. Kind of the regular, right? We went to a small beach town in Mississippi, and we had these snowballs, like basically ice with like sugary syrup poured in it.
Oh yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Snowballs.
Yeah, it was like the most refreshing thing I've ever had. Better than ice cream, honestly.
Can't get that back home in New York or wherever.
No, I can't think of a place near where I live where I could get something like that. But
wow.
It was so. I suppose there are some. In New York City, in some of the Latin American neighborhoods, they'll have piragua, which is sort of the same thing. It's like a
And how do you pronounce it?
Piragua.
Piragua?
Piragua, yeah. Wow. It's sort of – so that's sort of a similar kind of thing, but there are more flavors here. Like back up in New York, maybe the piragua guy will come on a truck and he's got – or with like a little cart, he's got like three or four flavors, like maybe lemon, lime, and, you know, grape. But down here, there were like 50 – I think I got like – cappuccino caramel vanilla swirl snowball.
Oh my goodness,
it was good. And then I will say we also had great food. We went to a Biloxi Shuckers game. We love baseball, so we went to go see the Biloxi Shuckers play the Montgomery Biscuits in Mississippi.
The Shuckers and the Biscuits.
Wow. And it was so fun, and they had really good shrimp po' boys at the stadium. It was so fresh.
Well, good. You're all right. Jamie, anything else you want to share with us?
Wait, I'm still here. New Orleans-style po' boys, the bread is crunchy. And when I worked down there for 9 years, I get some fresh-baked French bread from Schwagman Supermarket. And when you bite in that po' boy, the bread explodes.
Oh, you're right. You are right. That is so delicious, too.
Schwagman's. All right, I'll have
to remember. The po' boys in New York... bread crunchy like that, or is soft?
They don't really have po' boys in New York. The bread is good. I will say though, our best bread in New York are bagels. We've got really yummy bagels, just so like fluffy and delicious and dense, and just I love a New York bagel, but I've never had a New York po' boy, and I'd be afraid to try one.
Well, what geographical area they call it a hoagie, or is that a different sandwich? That's
Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Philly.
Yeah. Steak. All right. Well, y'all got to sample the cuisine in this area in Cajun land, southwest Louisiana, from Lafayette to Lake Charles, north and south of I-10. We've got some good food in this area.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Well, have a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Jamie. Thank you so much.
I appreciate calling. Have y'all tried crawfish while you were here? So you've tried the crawfish. You like it?
Yeah, it took me a little while to figure out how to eat it. I had one minor accident. I sliced my finger open trying to open up crawfish. But it was great. Then I had like 30 more, obviously.
Of course.
Oh, good, yes. Good, good. Another Mark, caller. We have a couple of them here. Let's see this one here. Hey, bonjour. Qui est-ce qui parle?
Hey, Mr. Ray.
Yes, Stephen.
Hey, I want to welcome the ladies to Ville Platte.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, I want to tell y'all hello and just welcome y'all over here to town and hope y'all have a good time in town and tell y'all when you're after y'all if y'all have a chance not just to go to the Swamp Pop Museum, but if y'all have a chance to go to Mr. Floyd's record shop too and get y'all a T-shirt at the record shop.
That sounds great.
Yeah,
maybe pick up a couple of books over there too.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah.
Hey, thanks for telling him about it, Stephen.
Yeah, I'm a big supporter of that record shop.
Yep.
Yeah. Place. Over the years, yeah.
Mr. Floyd can tell you that.
Yep.
Thank you, Stephen, for checking in, man.
All right,
let's take a little break right now, Ray, and we're going to talk about one of our sponsors right now with you. And let's check and talk about Blake's Pharmacy.
The next time your physician orders a prescription for you or a member of your family, be sure to take that prescription with full confidence to the medical professionals that care about your health. Blake's Southside Pharmacy on South Chitanya in Ville Platte. Come in and visit with new owner Ivan Landry. He's looking forward to meeting with all of you. You'll still enjoy the same friendly staff ready to help you. The registered pharmacists at Blake's Pharmacy are ready to work with your physician to get you well. Remember, your health is their first concern. They offer you an expanded gift department. Coming soon, a drive-through window service. Blake's Southside Pharmacy is open 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and they offer a free delivery of your medicine to your home or office. Phone 363-7497. That's Blake's Southside Pharmacy on South Chitanya in Ville Platte.
Right, bien merci. On est back ici à KVPI et on va prendre un petit break. Ray et parler pour un de notre sponsors, le Brown's Furniture Showplace. Oublie pas, mes amis, quand tu as besoin d'optique de fourniture, et spéciale invitation pour venir et visiter un de les plus vieux boutiques de fourniture dans notre territoire, le Brown's Furniture Showplace. Courez par M. Jasper Fontenot avec lui et ses deux garçons, Jody et Jamie, qui a préservé notre territoire pour plus que 70 ans, depuis 1943. Une spéciale invitation pour venir et visiter un de leurs locations aujourd'hui. Ici, dans la Ville-Platte, t'es invité pour venir et visiter avec Sales Associates Kenny Fontenot et Jamie O'Connor. Capri vous offrir un gros showroom plein de recliners, les sets de sofa, les sets de chambre à coucher, les sets de salon à manger et les fameux noms dans les optiques de fourniture comme Lazy Boy, Tempur-Pedic, Ashley et un tas d'autres charges comme ça. Et quand tu as besoin de financing, oui, ça peut arranger ça pour vous avec un credit department aussi. Viens visiter un de les locations de Brown's Furniture ici à la Ville-Platte, au Highland Park Shopping Center, au site à Eunice, aux Amplusas et à Alexandrie. Ça, c'est le Brown's Furniture Showplace and de notre bon sponsor sur le programme. All right, Ray?
Yeah, they've been with us for quite a while now. They're some very, very good advertisers with KVPI.
Absolutely good advertiser. On a un autre call?
Oui, il a pris Spiri.
OK.
Et bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Bonjour, c'est Camille.
Bonjour, Miss Camille.
Listen, the ladies there, I don't know how long they're here for, but they want to go see, I know, the Swamp Pop Museum, but if they go to Floyd's record shop and they see the museum he has of all of his paintings and all of his products that he did throughout the years, they won't almost be able to breathe. That's how good it is.
It's an amazing museum, Camille. Did we lose you?
Hello.
Are you still there?
You're still there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can. Just lightning hit it.
Well, thank you so much. That sounds wonderful.
And I tell you what, I don't know, ladies, how often y'all, I mean, what you want to see, but another thing is that J.D. Swallow Form, he has everything that was Acadian and Cajun since, like, 1850 or something. And I know when I'm with those, when I take the visitors from Hotel Cazette, those are the places I go, and Kermit Miller's barbecue sauce.
Absolutely,
yep.
Yes.
But those are three great places.
Yes.
And they're right here, and they're all ours, you know, to show. So I just wanted to let them know that is something they take back with them that really will stay with them.
I would love to do that. I would love to grab some barbecue sauce. I actually, our dad loves barbecue, and I usually, anytime I like see some kind of cool barbecue sauce, I'll buy it for him. So this sounds great.
Oh, and Kermit will let you see how he makes it. And it's been done since his dad years ago, and it has a signature of Bill Platt, Louisiana on it.
Yes.
Wow. Bill Platt barbecue sauce is the best.
Exactly.
The man said you don't even have to barbecue to eat it. Just put it on bread.
That's right. Make a sandwich.
All right. But I just wanted to throw that in because that's some places y'all would really enjoy going to see.
Hang on a minute, Camille.
Thank you so much. I just wanted to say I am loving that the calls we're getting are sort of putting together an itinerary for the two of us after we leave here. So keep them coming. We'll just keep adding things on. Have a full day in Ville Platte.
All right, y'all. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Camille, for calling.
Thank you, appreciate it. Have y'all had a chance? Are y'all going to be visiting Fred's while you're down here?
So, unfortunately, we're not going to make it because her flight is tomorrow morning. And I did try to tell her, like, Julie, like, Fred's Lounge. Like,
you've got to go at least one time in your life. It's an experience.
So we're definitely going to go next time. But I actually heard about Fred's Lounge. I just want to give a shout out to our family friend, Dree Longman, who's from Eunice originally. Is a friend of my dad's. They worked together for years at the New York Times. And he, you know, when I was first moving to New Orleans, I gave him a call. And he told me all about Fred's Lounge, how it's world famous, how I have to go there. So many people have been telling me to go there. I'm not going to make it this time, but I will absolutely make it.
You got to come back. You got to come back and go to Fred's. Yes.
It's about the only lounge around that you can go in. And when you walk out in the afternoon, when they shut it down, the music, you walk outside. It's like somebody takes your picture when you walk outside. That sun's so bright.
Oh, my God.
Got another call, Ray.
We do. Hey, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Hello, Mr. Ray, mes amis, et tout là?
Mais on est tout ici.
Hello, Mr. Gallo, good morning.
Comment la vie?
Everything is great. Say hello to our visitors.
Comment ça va, madame et monsieur?
Non, c'est deux madames.
We have two madames.
Two madames?
Yes.
Ray.
Are you ça devient?
The Tupac, too.
Yeah, they've been around. Yeah, exactly. One's from New Orleans right now, and she is in New York.
D.C.
Washington, D.C.
Comment ça va, madame? Comment ça va, madame?
Why don't you go ahead and just say it in English, Mr. Gallo?
Oh, I know cómo se va.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Right, and that, yeah, we're good.
How goes it?
Yes, yeah. Right?
Yeah. How y'all doing, ladies?
Yeah, we're doing great. We're having so much fun being here today on the show.
I don't know if Alana mentioned this yet, but on our way here this morning, we took a detour and almost drove into a swamp. If you want to look at our car after this show is over. So it's been a hair-raising morning, to say the least, but it's great to be here.
She told me it looked like they went swamp mud riding.
Yeah, it looks like.
That's in the right place. Right place at the right time.
That's it.
Yeah, the best barbecue sauce is that Jack Miller sauce over there on the Jack Miller Road.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're good. It's some good stuff.
I tell you, I'm a good barbecue. I'm going to have to bring some to Mr. Mark and Mr. Mike, Ms. Barry, and Mr.
Don't forget about Mr. Ray. I'm right here, and I eat, too.
Mr. Ray, too.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Ray, come on, let's go ask about that.
Mais ils s'en peuvent profiter, on a eu un peu de pluie hier soir.
Mais c'est sûr.
Oui.
Oui. Vous êtes un peu fait un bon job, boys.
Well, merci.
Oui.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Gallo, for checking in.
All right.
Bye-bye. Trossi Stra, De and De Kant. 363-2124, Ray. Let's hear a message from you, and then we'll pick up some more callers sur la tasse de café.
I am Nikki Toops with Eunice Manor Nursing Home. Today, I have great news for everyone. We have survived 2 years of COVID, 2 years of the unknown, and we are still here to give the best care possible to the elderly, frail, and disabled. We have our Rehab to Home program with full-time therapists to meet all short-term needs. If you or someone you know needs rehab, call me, Nikki Toops, at Eunice Manor Nursing Home. Our therapists are here 5 days a week to get folks strong and back home in record speed time. Our activity department takes great pride in keeping our house guests engaged in live action every day, all day. I am Nikki Toops with Eunice Manor Nursing Home. If you're looking for a place for long-term care, short-term care, call me, Nikki Toops.
Mark, we are back on the air, ladies, and we have a call.
We have another call. Let's take it, Ray.
Hey, bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Mark et Ray, c'est Winky. Bonjour.
Bonjour, Monsieur Winky. Ça va avec vous?
Oh, oui. Bonjour, Adley Palm.
He says...
I wanted to call and tell him hi.
Oh,
bonjour.
Are y'all hearing me okay, Mark? No, we have a bad connection. I don't know if it's our phones or your phone, but it's definitely...
It's real staticky.
Yeah, real staticky.
Let me move it around in my house a little bit so you can get a little bit better.
No, I think it's probably our phone that just went crazy.
Yeah, lightning hit it a while ago.
Keep talking, Ray. I mean, keep talking, Winky.
All right. What I wanted to do, Mark, is... I wanted to invite the ladies to our cultural event, September the 24th and 25th, at Lakeview Park. And for the ladies, Lakeview Park is not far from here, and it's an RV park, but it's one that was created probably in the 1950s, and it's a park that over the years since 1950. Has been a venue for the preservation of Cajun and Creole culture. And the event we're having there in September, I think, would be an excellent opportunity for them to see a lot of things that in one place that they could not see, and all of these things done by people who are very, very concerned about the culture here, who are concerned about how they present what we do to people who have not seen it. And what we would have would be, we would have music, of course, and this would be our local musicians who would perform our Cajun and Creole music. But in addition to that, we would have a boucherie in their honor. In other words, we'd slaughter a hog, and we'd do it in a culturally relevant manner. And explain to them what we're doing and what the significance of it is. They would have an opportunity to see adult musicians that play our music and children who play our music. Mark, you still with me?
Oh, we're still
my
there.
Goodness. Our jaws are on the floor because this sounds amazing, and we would absolutely love to come and be a part of this and learn all about all your traditions.
Maybe
this sounds
even
incredible.
Maybe even doing a feature story maybe through your radio.
Huh? Oh, my goodness. That's an amazing idea. Yeah.
Tell them the name of the festival.
Yeah, our festival is called Le Grand Hurrah, or in English, the Big Hurrah. Hurrah meaning just let's have a good time.
They can go. You have a website or a Facebook page, don't you, Winky?
Yeah, Mark. They can look at legrandhurrah.com. And we're growing it, so to speak, and we're changing it as often as possible to explain more what we do. But I mean, you know, we hopefully begin the right way. We think we do. We'll begin with French blessing. We'll begin with our French immersion kids who will pray with us or or do you know, a pledge of allegiance or things of that nature. We'll go the whole day with music and food from the area. From the boucherie, they'll have several different dishes that they can eat. I know they mentioned boudin. We'll do that. We'll explain how we do it, and then all the other dishes that we're so that we do that are so precious or that we cherish the things that we do.
Wow.
And then on Sunday we'll have a French mass, which we're looking forward to that because we don't have French mass as often as we'd like to. But we'll have that also. So I'd like for them to come. I think what they'll see will be something they won't forget. They could certainly contact me. Mark, you know how to contact me.
Yes, sir.
They can contact me, but we'd love to have you. We'd love for you to take part in whatever fashion you can and what you think is appropriate. So I wanted to call in and say that, and y'all keep up the good job. We're enjoying the morning. Merci.
Thank you, Winky.
Thank you, Winky. I'm sure they'll be back in touch with you.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. Thank you so much. I am – that is – wow. Thank you so much for inviting us. We'd love to be there. I should say that there was a period of my life where I decided I wanted to try to be a butcher. So this is
– A butcher?
Yeah. I actually – I was living in Colorado, and I emailed a bunch of butcher shops and said, can I just apprentice on the weekends? I want to learn how to slice meat and everything. And only one of them got back to me, and they said – you can, but our butcher is deaf, so you're going to need to learn American Sign Language. So I said, no problem, I'll take a class. So I took a class in American Sign Language, and I can actually, you know, it's not that helpful on the radio, but because you guys are teaching me French, I'd love to teach you a couple things in American Sign Language, and this is radio. Yeah. So you make your hand like a claw and just shake it by your ear, and this is radio.
That's radio.
That's radio.
Wow.
I knew that.
You knew that?
Yes.
Amazing. So, yeah, that I did take that away. And I did not become a butcher, but I learned a little bit of American Sign Language.
Those of you listening to her, you got to understand, she might be 100 pounds. So, I mean, the hogs are bigger than her.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I also learned how to say meat in sign language, which is you just grab the skin between your thumb and your index finger.
Uh-huh.
And that's meat. That, so
okay.
Yeah.
Mark.
Yes.
Am I still with y'all?
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Winky.
Yeah, I'd love to respond to her because it's so appropriate. Actually, the guys that are going to do the boucherie are they're a group of young guys. They're cultural guys. They're culture bearers. The head guy that does it is a pharmacist, and they come with their girlfriends and their wives, and they're just regular guys, but they feel like, you know, this cultural thing that we do, they feel compelled to do it, and they practice it, and they go to other boucheries where there are other guys, older guys that might have been doing it for many, many years, so that they can learn how to do it better, so that they can share it with you. And the name of their group is patasa, or perch in English. Perch.
Cool.
Yep.
So, yeah, everything has a meaning, and boy, we'd sure like to have you. Bring your knife, and your knife is not to fight. Your knife is to scrape the pig.
Thank you so much. We'd love to come.
Thank you for the invite, Winky.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. We got Mike Perron in person over here. Mike, and you got he's got a sack of something here.
Santa Claus is early.
Well, everybody's talking about barbecue, but I got some Irish potatoes to offer anybody that wants some. I went to Paul Pete's, one of our good listeners, and he had them all with his tractor. He had put them in the barn. He had put them in the barn, so I went out there, and he offered me to go, so I picked some. I took what I wanted. He said, bring the rest of the crew. It's KVPI, so I'm going to drop them off in the kitchen, and Mark, you can have one if you want, or rent if you want.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
But anyway, hi, ladies. How y'all doing this morning?
Great.
He's one of our hosts for La Tasse de Café. This is Mike Perron.
Yeah. Hi. I also do Fred's Lounge. I'm the host over there. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Anyway, so I came to drop this off, Mark. I'll put it in the kitchen. Y'all help yourself, okay?
Okay. Perfect.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Our visitors can have a few, too.
Well, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mike. Yeah, all right, buddy.
Listen to y'all. Doing a good job.
Thank you.
Another call, Ray. Let's take it.
Hey, bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Bonjour, mes amis.
Mais bonjour, Miss Penny from Montana.
Montana.
Oh, it's a beautiful morning here at Fort Penelope. It's 46 degrees.
Wow.
Oh, that feels good, I bet.
Say hello to our visitors, Miss Penny.
Hello, Julie and Alana. I'm enjoying listening to you this morning. Welcome to LaTosh. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks so much for having us. We're having a blast. This is, I have never experienced so much generosity. It has gone from people calling to invite us to things to people walking in to the station to offer potatoes. This is incredible.
We're never leaving. We're never leaving.
Oh, I'll tell you what, the people in Ville Platte will take you into their hearts and into their very soul and make you feel more welcome than you will feel any place else in the world. I used to live there. It's been about 25 years ago, and I just couldn't believe what a wonderful bunch of people they are. And like I said, the generosity of spirit is absolutely amazing. But I must tell you, you have to cancel that flight and stay for Fred's. If you go anyplace else in the United States or even in Europe and you say that you went to Ville Platte and did not go to Fred's, you know, and Mamou, the people of Mamou are also just wonderful people. But it's an experience that you should not
miss. Absolutely.
Definitely. Well, it sounds like we're coming back in September for this festival, so I think that'll be the time when we go to Fred's, because we're definitely planning to.
Yeah, or maybe I'll just check out some flights after this show.
Yeah, you may have convinced me.
What's another day, really?
Oh, really? We might keep her a little longer.
Well, I just hope you have a wonderful time. Have you been to Montana?
Yes, I have been to Montana. I've been to Glacier National Park, and it's absolutely beautiful. And I actually drove through Montana on a road trip from Minnesota to Seattle. So have driven across it, but would love to spend even more time there because it's so incredible.
It is. It just depends on what part of the state, you know, that you go to. But you're just in a wonderful place there in Louisiana. So welcome and thanks for coming on, LaTosh.
Thank you so much for calling in.
All
thanks
right.
So
au revoir.
Okay, thank you.
Au revoir, Miss Penny.
Thank you, Miss Penny. Let's take a break, and we're going to talk about another sponsor, and that's the Bonne Nouvelle. Let's talk about one of our favorite sponsors on La Tasse de Café, our good friend Bobby Dardo at the Bonne Nouvelle. And we invite you, if you're in need of doing some photo restoration work, if you find that some of those old treasured photographs that you took years ago when you were a kid and you had all those family pictures around the holidays, and you find some of those old pictures are starting to show signs of age, maybe they're faded, they're scratched, or even cracked, take my advice, bring that picture and have it totally restored at the Bonne Nouvelle. Bobby Dardo has been doing photo restoration work from people all over our area for more than 35 years, and he can do the same for you. And if there's a person missing in that original family photograph that you'd like to add, or because of family circumstances, there's a person you want to remove from that photograph, he can do that too. We call him the miracle worker, and he can do it. Call Bobby today for more details at the Bonne Nouvelle, 363-6692. And you know what? If you're not a regular subscriber to the Bonne Nouvelle, this is a perfect time to do so. Without a doubt, it's one of the best publications in our listening area. Most people will look at the paper and throw it or use it, you know, to line the birdcage with. But not with the Bonne Nouvelle. People read it from cover to cover, and then it's keepsakes. People keep them. They'll put them away in a closet. Pictures are amazing. The stories bring back so many great memories. So people love to subscribe to the Bonne Nouvelle. So give them a call today, 363-6692. Good news about people, places, and things. That's what the Bonne Nouvelle is all about. So contact Bobby today at the Bonne Nouvelle, 363-6692. All right, Ray?
For our ladies who don't know what the Bonne Nouvelle means, it means good news.
Good news.
Yes. And that's what the whole paper is about.
Wow.
No bad news.
It's all good news.
Sounds great.
Mark, let's pick up another call.
All right.
Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Hello, Mr. Ray.
Well, hello, Mr. Charles.
How y'all doing today?
Well, we think it might be pretty good.
I hope it don't rain again. We caught a loud one last night.
It was loud, but we needed some rain.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. It shook my window a little bit, but I didn't mind.
Oh, that, you know, you inside the house, you stay dry, you don't worry about that.
I'm by myself and all that. I'm not scared of nothing.
There you go.
No use to be. You can't change it anyway.
When I was a little baby, I was scared.
Oh, well, I mean, that's kind of natural.
I ran to my mama when I was young.
Yeah, I guess we all did.
So how's y'all, the ladies, doing over there?
We're doing great. We're having so much fun here.
Yeah, we've got a running list of things we're going to do after this radio show.
I think we've just about convinced them, Charles, to reschedule their airplane flight out. So we've just about got them convinced to stay on another day or two.
But, man, I'm not getting my foot in no airplane.
Oh.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
Yeah, as long as you put your foot on the floor, it's just like on the ground.
Exactly.
So, yeah, but you got planned today.
Work. Oh, I mean them, yes.
Them. Yeah.
Let's see. I think our plan is to hang out in Ville Platte for a while and go to the Swamp Pot Museum and check out all these other lovely spots people are telling us about. And then I know our plan is tonight we got to be back in New Orleans by around 7 to catch the Rangers hockey game we'd like to kind of watch. And I think we're probably going to try to stop, too, in Atchafalaya State Park. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Say it again.
Is it Atchafalaya?
Atchafalaya.
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 Atchafalaya. Thank you. I had no idea how to pronounce it. So
that's one of my favorite food is jambalaya.
No, she said Atchafalaya.
Atchafalaya.
The river. Okay.
But one of my favorite foods is also jambalaya. So, yeah, so that's the plan, to stop there and just kind of soak it all in.
A busy day ahead of you.
Yes.
All right, Charles. Thanks for calling, buddy.
You're welcome. Y'all have a nice day.
You too, Mr. Charles.
Let's hear a message with you and one of our new sponsors, Dr. Brent Ardoin.
Dr. Brent Ardoin has been serving the KVPI listening area for more than 38 years at his office in Mamou. He specializes in internal medicine, critical care, geriatric, hospice, and palliative medicine. He can help treat or control high blood pressure, diabetes, kidney disease, lung disease, arthritis, and dementia. His medical office is open 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Thursday and open Fridays 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Dr. Brent Ardoin accepts Medicare and most insurance coverage. Call his office at 337-468-0267 to make your appointment. That's Dr. Brent Ardoin with offices at 728 Poinciana Street in Mamou, across the street from Savoy Medical Center.
Okay, Mark, we're back again and we're waiting for another call.
Oh, so we have no call right now?
Nope, we're clear right
now.
All
right, so let's, if you would like to call us up and say hello to our special visitors, you're invited to give us a call here at Sula Taste Cafe, 363-2124, 337-363-2124. I wonder if there's anything like Fred's Lounge back home in New York or in Washington, D.C.
Well, actually, I'm going to shout out a local music venue we would go to in high school called the Meat Locker. And it was this like grungy little venue. It used to actually be a meat locker for this very fancy restaurant upstairs. And it was like in a basement, no windows, one tiny fan, so hot, so sweaty. But it was definitely, in terms of a hole in the wall, like that was a hole in the ground. You had to really crawl to get in there. So I think Fred's Lounge is probably a little nicer. They also didn't even like serve drinks there. It was just music.
Okay.
Pretty much everyone was like 15 and 16. But it was a very funny spot.
And as far as the radio goes, so I can't think of anything in my experience in New York, New Jersey, but I went to college in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
My best friend had a radio show there where once a week she would set two people up on a blind date on air.
Really?
Yeah, and every once in a while, those two people really ended up turning into something.
They hooked up. Huh?
Yeah,
wow.
Sometimes, yeah. Or like a couple of real relationships formed out of that show, but you would have no idea who she had set you up with until you walked into the studio 5 minutes before the show.
She had never met the person before?
Never.
Wow.
Wow.
The show was called Yentas, because a yenta perhaps you know this, maybe not. Yenta is the Yiddish term for matchmaker.
Mm-hmm. Yenta.
So she called herself the Yenta.
The Yenta. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Very good.
I don't know if I would like that too much. You know, you know, I want somebody to check me out, and I check them out before we go out on the dates. Yeah.
Exactly. Especially these days.
Oh, really?
363-2124. While we wait, Ray, allons parler pour un autre bon sponsor sur notre programme. Catois Vintage and Antiques. Hey, if you're looking for new and used furniture along with services like small upholstery work and refurbishing or restoring furniture, you're invited to come in and visit with our good friend Jimmy Catois and all the friendly folks at Catois Vintage and Antiques. And they're located at 210 West Main in Ville Platte. They're open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 5, where you'll find kitchen dinner sets, affordable sets of pots and silverware, small appliances, home decor, bedroom sets, dressers and vanities, kitchen tables, crystal depression glass, lighting, old records, old movies, and different unique and collectible items. Contact our good friend Jimmy today at 831-4148 or Mindy at 337-459-4017. That's Catois Vintage and Antiques, downtown on Main Street here in Ville Platte. All right, Ray?
Well, we're still waiting for another call. The number is 337-363-2124. We would love to talk to you, and so would these young ladies over here. Listen to what's going on in Ville Platte and surrounding area, and they are loving it. So give them a call.
Alana, you said your first visit, your first contact with KVPI is with the late Jim Swallow.
Yes. That was incredible. Hearing his story about how he's been involved in public or KVPI since high school was amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
And how, you know, it all came from, you know, winning that Rotary Club speaking competition. And then he had this lifelong career in radio. It was just so amazing. And I remember the first time listening, I would just, you know, I was.
So how did you find out about Jim and KVPI then?
Yeah, I think I just did like a Google search. I looked up like radio stations, endangered language was probably the Google search. And you guys popped up at a New York Times article. And I was like, this sounds so incredible. I have to find out more. So I reached out, and that was pretty much it from there. But I remember the first conversation that I listened to. It was Jim talking to someone about pecans and about noticing that it's spring.
Pecan?
Pecan. Well, yeah. We do say we have pecans up north. We do say pecans. I don't know. Julie, what do you say?
Well, I say pecan, but that's because of that one time I worked on a pecan farm in South Carolina.
Okay. Well, pecan. A bit more culture. All right. He was talking about the pecans and how you know it's spring because cons, and I just remember going, it was back and forth in French and English, like every other sentence, and I was like, this is insane and this is amazing. So it was really cool.
Oh yeah, you can't fool up a country. Yeah. If winter is finishing up, when the pecan trees start budding, they're going to be the last one.
It's a sure sign of spring.
It's a sure sign of winter's finished.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I told Julie yesterday. We were at a restaurant. We're at Commander's Palace in New Orleans, that well-known place, and I saw that there was a pecan pie on the menu, and I said, well, you know, I do know it is pecan season, and it is a Louisiana favorite, so we have to get this.
Love pecan pie.
Like that boudin.
Yeah.
So far, what's your favorite food, Cajun foods that you've tried that you really love?
Oh, man, that's a really great question. I would just say, like, a really delicious shrimp po' boy.
A shrimp po' boy.
Is got to be way up there. Love jambalaya. And actually, you know what? Another one. I love crawfish pasta. So good.
Crawfish pasta.
So when you make, like, the sauce with the crawfish, and I love making homemade sauce, and I need to learn how to make this crawfish sauce with the pasta. It's delicious.
Have you tried the spider po' boy, which is a soft shell crab?
Oh, I didn't. Oh, I love soft shell crab.
Oh,
I haven't seen that yet. Okay, adding that to the list before I go. Oh, that sounds great.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Oh, it is.
We just love shrimp so much. We really always have. Every time we go out for a meal, I always think I'm going to try something new, and I just want shrimp.
Yeah. After we pick up this call, I'm going to tell you a little story about shrimp. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Monsieur Ray, Monsieur Mort, c'est Patti de Basile.
Hey, Patti, comment
ça va, Monsieur Patti?
Tout doucement, mais ça grouille.
All right. Je te prie boire encore ou...
À peu près dans 10 ou 15 minutes, on va se mettre ensemble ici et on va commencer à boire.
All right. Qui c'est que vous allez voir cuire?
Ah, pas rien aujourd'hui.
Oh.
Mais j'ai nettoyé un tout dessus et notre grosse galeuse l'autre jour.
Well, il faut que tu appelles de moi quand tu vas manger ça.
Oh, je m'en rappelle, mais c'est trop bon pour te donner.
Oh, OK. Hey, dis bonjour à les femmes qui sont ici pour nous visiter.
Bonjour, mes belles femmes.
Good morning. Bonjour.
Y'all come over here. Did y'all see some real Mardi Gras run yet?
Oh, I had my first Mardi Gras this year, and it was really great. And we actually did a radio story on the children's Mardi Gras in Eunice, which was a ton of fun. Very adorable, the kids' chicken chase. But this was my first Mardi Gras, and I kind of felt like my analogy was it was like taking the SATs for the first time. Like, it's not going to be my best performance, but I've learned what I need to know for next time. So, but overall, I felt like it was pretty good. I will say one of my favorite parts of Mardi Gras was, well, there were two memorable ones. I went to a baseball-themed Mardi Gras ball, and I love baseball, so that was great. But the best was there was this parade going by my house, and I hadn't heard about it. I didn't know what was going on, and so I just kind of joined it, and it was a group of musicians and a bunch of little children dressed in costumes, and they went over to a nursing home across the street from my apartment. And all the residents were sitting outside, and, you know, it's hard for them to travel and go to the parade, so they brought a parade to them. And all the musicians played music for them.
Cool. Oh, that was so
cool. The children danced, and the children gave them beads and throws, and that was definitely, like, the biggest highlight, I think.
Yeah, that was cool.
But you haven't come to a rural Mardi Gras down here.
Not yet, but yeah. I plan to.
I think Mr. Potsy is going to invite you, right, Mr. Potsy?
You come to Bazusha on Mardi Gras Day, I'll put you in a truck and a trailer, and you can follow us and see what we do. We do it the old way.
Wow, that sounds so exciting.
Oh, yeah, and like the kids' Mardi Gras started that over here in Basile in about, I think it was 92.
Mm-hmm. And Mr. Putsy, tell them they got to line their stomach with something in early in the morning because that beer will get them drunk real quick if they don't.
Oh, baby, yeah. Eat you some breakfast to hold you up. But we stop and they give us boudin and all kinds of things, you know.
Sounds
some good stuff.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds. I actually got to ride in a float this year on Mardi Gras Day. I play Ultimate Frisbee, and the Ultimate Frisbee community of New Orleans has their own crew called the Crew de Clouette. And we all march.
The crew de what?
Clouette.
Clouette.
Clouette. And we all paraded together, and I got to paint the float and ride on it. So it was a ton of fun, but I don't think it's anything like this Mardi Gras over here. So I really am excited.
You
got to
come back
for
Mardi
Gras.
Yeah, it's not even close.
I would love to see it.
Well, if you come down, I'm going to show you some old Mardi Gras stuff. I've been in the Mardi Gras since I was about 6.
Wow.
And I'm in my mid-70s right now, and I still do it. I've been the president for 40-something years. Wow. And I'm going to do it till I die. That's how much I love it.
Fantastic.
That sounds wonderful. I would definitely love to come for that.
Well, if you ever get a chance, just look up Potsy Rider in Basile.
Okay, Mr. Potsy.
Thank you.
But listen, y'all have a good one, and tell them ladies, y'all take it easy.
All right.
Thank you.
Hey, Ray.
I'll talk to you after a while.
Mr. Mark, yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Potsy. Let's talk about another one of our sponsors, Assured Home Medical Rental and Sales. Un spécial message qui vient de Gary et tous les professionnels at Assured Home Medical Rental and Sales. Si t'as après souffert avec la maladie, le sang doux, le diabetes, tu connais, tu peux voir un nouveau paire de souliers pour aider vous avec le diabetes. Si t'as pas voir votre nouveau paire, l'on est ici, parle avec votre docteur. Et on mène votre prescription à Gary et tout le crew. Et si t'as juste fini avec un sleep study, et votre docteur vous aide à CPAP ou BiPAP machine, les masques, les supplies, viens visiter Assured Home Medical. Et tu peux voir tous vos supplies direct là à Assured Home Medical. Et si tu as acheté un motorized wheelchair en travers de le Medicare program, tu connais que Assured Home Medical peut réparer votre wheelchair pour vous. Assured Home Medical. Après vont et après vous offrir un plan ligne de les lits d'hôpital, des walkers, des cones, des béquilles, des oxygen et plein d'autres. Et ça vous offre une grande sélection de nurse uniforms aussi. Assured Home Medical accepts Medicare, Medicaid et proche tous les plans d'assurance à pas de dépense à vous, au proche pas de dépense à vous, le patient. Et tu préfères le business avec un business local qui va vous offrir le service un à un que les grosses compagnies à peu près offert à vous. S'il vous plaît, contact Gary. Son numéro de phone est 463-3722 à 104 la 6e rue à Mamou. C'est un des plus vieux dealers de notre territoire. Ils sont ouverts 9h le matin jusqu'à 5h l'après-midi, lundi en travers de vendredi. Et viens visiter avec Miss Marilyn Brignac pour tout votre besoin d'assurance dans la même location au Insurance Center de Mamou. Ça, c'est Assured Home Medical Rental and Sales à Mamou. All right, Ray?
Mark Tungen and she break your seat. I don't probably put Ardouin Funeral Home.
Okay.
At Ardouin's Funeral Home of Ville Platte, we take pride in serving our community with dignity, respect, and compassion. For over 75 years, we have provided quality care to the families we serve. Our goal is to exceed your expectations and give you and your loved ones the most compassionate experience in a difficult time. More and more people are realizing the gift of pre-planning their funerals in advance. When you pre-plan your funeral, you will remove the stress of making many decisions from your family members, while ensuring that all of your final wishes are met. You will avoid unnecessary costs associated with fast or last-minute decisions, and at Ardouin's Funeral Home, we have payment options suitable for every family. When you meet with one of our pre-planning specialists, they will guide you through each step of the planning process. We invite you to come by our offices or call 337-363-2181 to make an appointment today. Ardouin's Funeral Homes, we make it personal.
Learn how to do it.
Mark, we're back, and another, let's take another message with you.
Okay, right now we're going to talk about the new Ronnie's Cajun Cafe for a delicious home-cooked meal. Stop in soon and visit with the friendly folks at Ronnie's Cajun Cafe on West Laurel and Eunice. Come in and visit with Miss LaDonna Thibodeau and her friendly staff. They're open Monday and Tuesday from 6 a.m. To 2 p.m. for breakfast and lunch. Wednesday through Saturday, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. And on Sundays, they're open 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. And remember, after church on Sundays, come on into Ronnie's and enjoy their famous barbecue lunches. Pork or chicken served with all the trimmings. Every day, you can choose from a big menu or daily plate lunches that includes beef tips and pork chops. You can dine in or carry out. Call ahead at 337-457-2004 to place your orders and use their convenient drive-through window service. Enjoy a delicious home-cooked Cajun meal with the friendly folks at the new Ronnie's Cajun Cafe on West Laurel and Eunice. And tell the folks there you heard this message on KVPI La Tosta Cafe. All right, Ray?
Mark, we're still waiting for another call. Let's do a spot here for our good friends at Savoie Medical Center.
It began with a vision over 70 years ago to provide the best possible health care to the people of Mamou and the surrounding communities. Today, that dream, Savoie Medical Center, is still the only nonprofit medical facility in Evangeline Parish. Savoie Medical Center offers a wide array of services, including a 24-hour emergency department that now offers telestroke services, an ICU, inpatient physical rehab, a 28-day residential substance abuse program, a psychiatric medical detox program, plus much more. At Savoie Medical Center, we still believe in the importance of family and community, a feeling that is obvious when you walk into our hospital. We will continue to strive to live our mission daily, to extend the healing ministry of Jesus Christ by taking care of your family like our family.
Okay, Mark, we are back. And,
okay, and while we wait, well, let's see.
Oh, we got some visitors.
We have some special visitors. And
it's from the mayor.
Okay, Camille, why don't you come on?
Yeah,
did you want to say something on behalf of the mayor or the city?
Go ahead,
It's not the mayor. No, Hilda's not going to say anything, but Jennifer's heard him, and she said some beautiful things to represent Evangeline Parish and Ville Platte, so they're going to get a treat. And okay. That's from the mayor's office, and I am the former head of tourism and chamber of commerce, so I brought them something for their magnets for their icebox or their car, ici, on les fiers de parler français. That's pretty much our
That's motto, our motto.
Right?
Yeah, there you go.
And of course, I'm going to give them a card, and I will to the Hotel Cazin. If they come to Mamou, I'll tell you all the history of that. So I wanted to meet you in person.
Look at this.
Look at that wow. basket. My goodness.
Huge basket.
And it's all good.
Oh, I think I'm going to move away and come back.
These are all products from this parish.
Yeah, and you got your Jack Miller's right here, baby, so you don't have to worry. Slap your mama God. And all of it.
It's great. Like Christmas. Yeah. Oh,
well,
my
God. I mean, it's good for that.
There's a gift basket from the mayor's office. Barbecue sauce. Oh, my
you got another one.
And then we got each of one.
Christmas has come early to our special guest here at KVP. Let's take another break right now.
It's with
it's
you.
It's time for me to talk about. While our guests enjoy these special prizes, let's talk about Chapman's Dirt Service. Chapman's Dirt Service is always at your service. They offer you fill dirt, which is good foundation dirt. They deliver gravel and limestone, fill dirt and masonry sand in or out of town. And they can install culverts on your property. Dirt spreading, backhoe, and dozer work also available. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. And they offer free estimates and fast delivery service. So if you're building a new home or camp or business or just to level your property, come in and visit with LJ or Shelley at 363-7861. That's Chapman's Dirt Service. Remember, you call, we haul. And let's see. They're taking pictures now. So what do you think of these prizes, these really nice things? These are all, from what I understand, Camille and Hilda, these are all local homegrown products from our parish, huh? And it's compliments of the city of Ville Platte, Mayor Jennifer.
And it's all good.
Well, thank you so much, Mayor Jennifer. This is so kind. And thank you,
City Clerk Miss Hilda.
This is incredible.
That's better than the key to the city, isn't it?
This is incredible. This is the sweetest thing, and I never want to leave. All I can say is it's not a question of if we'll be back, but when.
There you go.
And I also think this means that my sister is going to need to buy another bag for her plane ride home.
Oh.
She's going to have to check a bag now for a very good reason.
Oh, and she's going to be overweight, too. She'll have to pay extra.
This is just the most incredible thing. Thank you so much. I can't wait to just dive in and cook with all of these things.
Yeah, you got the seasonings, you got the barbecue sauce, and a whole lot more jambalaya mix and all kinds of other great products. And exactly.
Oh, my God.
And while they kind of soak it all in, let's talk about another one of our sponsors, and that's going to be for B&S Neighborhood Grocery and Market and the original location of B&S. And we invite you to come on in. Two stores, both open 7 days a week. The original B&S Corner Grocery and Meat Market on East Main. And the newer location on Chico Park Road, the B&S Neighborhood Grocery and Market. Both stores open 7 days a week. Both offering custom cut meats. Both serving delicious plate lunches every day. And barbecue on Sundays. Both stores offering you a complete deli. And for all of the visitors coming to Chico State Park, all the campers, the visitors, and fishermen, come on by and stop in at B&S Neighborhood Grocery and Market. Both locations offering that top quality Chevron gasoline. Ladies?
Wow. This is a really unforgettable morning.
You weren't expecting anything like this, huh?
I am just amazed by the generosity of this entire city. I think I did not expect to sit in one room in Ville Platte and feel so connected to the entire city in this one small windowless room. It's a great room, but the point is I was not expecting all of this. This has just been so incredible and so generous, and as someone who's kind of heard about and thought about Ville Platte for a couple years now, I'm so happy to finally be here, and this has really exceeded all
it's amazing from that first interview with Jim Swallow all the way to today, huh?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Similarly, I'm amazed at this whole experience. This was quite an unforgettable hour we just had.
Well, we're going to – is there any more calls?
No, there's no more calls. Let's wrap it up with one more.
Well, we actually have two messages. Okay. Doug Ashey, Building Materials, inviting you to come in and visit with Steve at their location here in Ville Platte. 10 locations from Ville Platte to Covington. It's a family operation, and they'll treat you like a member of the family. So if you're planning to build new or you're doing a remodeling job around the home – start your project right there at Doug Ashey Building Materials. And they're seeking full-time warehouse workers and a stager, offering competitive pay and excellent benefits. Apply in person with Doug Ashey at 719 Dardo Street in Ville Platte, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And Ardoin's Salvage Store, the Burn Store, 1201 West Main, just chock-a-block full of the best bargains and all kinds of great merchandise. We invite you to come in and visit with Mike Ardoin and all the friendly folks at Ardoin's Salvage Store. If you haven't been there in a while, come on in and visit with them soon, because they're constantly bringing in more merchandise, from furniture to groceries and household items, and you'll truly make a deal and a great bargain each time you shop at Ardoin's Salvage Store. They're located at 1201 West Main in Ville Platte. Tell Mike Ardoin that you heard this message on La Tosta Cafe. Ladies, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, I truly enjoyed having you all over here, girls. Come back again.
Yes.
This is so incredible. Thank you, Mark and Ray. Thank you, just the town of Ville Platte, for this incredible generosity. This has been such an unforgettable morning. thank you so much. Maybe we'll learn a little bit of French for our next visit.
There you go. Yeah.
Let you do the French news when you come back.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, au revoir.
Thank you again, ladies, for being our special guests on La Tosse. And our sponsors, Ray, has been brought to you by...
Doug Ashey Building Materials, Ronnie's Cajun Cafe, Thunder Valley Speedway, Assured Home Medical, Blake's Pharmacy, Eunice Manor, B&S Grocery, Dr. Brent Ardoin, Le Bon Nouvel, Ardoin Salvage Store, Cotwater Vintage Antiques and Flea Market, Ardoin's Funeral Home, Chapman's Dirt Service, Savoie Medical Center, and, of course, Brown's Furniture. That is it.
Thank you. Stay tuned for Swamp Pop Music with you, Ray, and we got Classic Country on KVPI, The Legend. Keep it right here all day long.
Oh, yeah, it is Swamp Pop Friday, my day of the week that I love the most.
Yes.